This podcast is sponsored by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington.
Flamin' Joe's!
Great place.
Yeah, Justin works there, Chris works there, but Chris isn't here. We can say terrible things about Chris.
But no, because Flamin' Joe's is awesome. And
shit.
Yeah. Sorry, Drill.
Hey, keep on focused.
Yeah.
Come on, Director.
So Crunchy worked there for a minute.
All right, Crunchy. Don't,
Crunchy
don't
can speak bad about him if he wants to.
I worked there for a minute.
Yeah.
Justin and Chris still work there. They've got 26 flavors of wings.
Yum.
And 20 beers on tap.
26 glorp beers on tap and 28 flavors.
Thanks for correcting me, Justin. Yes. Is that just out in the valley or just on the north side?
Just on the north side. And the valley...
Same amount of wings. Different beer tabs. Yeah.
They only have like 12. We're kind of...
Get yourself some Irish.
Are you talking shit about fucking
the valley? Yeah.
The North Store is the superior store. That's where I work, and that's where this motherfucker works.
Didn't you start in the valley though?
Yeah, because the North Store wasn't a thing yet. Chris and I were training so that we could open the North Store and make it fucking great. And look at it now.
It's because I worked there, but yes.
Explosions.
Yeah, explosions. Yeah. North Store is at 715 North Division in Spokane, and the Valley Store is at 11618 East Sprague.
Boom.
Bet Justin couldn't pull that shit off.
That's awesome.
Look at me, man. I'm the fucking shit. Because
I work in the Valley.
You just got paid for working out in the Valley.
That was one day.
In a roll of cash.
That was one day, I don't care. Whatever.
One day.
And we also did the guar before. And we went to Flamin' Joe's, and we got ready for Guar.
And you had a nice big quart.
Yeah,
you know, manly-sized beer.
It was so great. Well, yeah. Ice-cold mugs. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of TVs to watch sports on.
Totally.
Trivia.
Yeah, you can do trivia anytime. You know, you can do it live if you want to do it Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
Is that when it starts? 8?
Yeah, 8
p.m. That's awesome.
I thought it was earlier, like 6.
No,
8 o'clock, bitch.
I don't think they would really appreciate it. Our advertisement is 8.
They already paid, so yeah.
Alright, we're good. Alright.
We're going to cash the check, man. Crunchy. No one did the show.
Crunchy. Flamin' Joe's. Yum, yum.
I can't do that fucking voice anymore. Welcome to Why We Hang Out, episode 26. My brother's in, and...
Car!
Yeah.
No, not yet, Carter.
Literally. You got this whole fucking thing messed up. This might be more fucked up than Andy's episode.
Yeah. So be prepared.
Yeah.
Drew has hiccups. Well, just for the beginning, and then it will go away, so don't worry.
I think it was at the end, too.
No, it wasn't at the end. It was in between the two. Yeah.
Hmm.
Because we're talking about Carter's Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Hey,
you
know,
Carter here reminds me of the drawing of you shooting blanks from, remember?
Oh, yeah.
From Cherry's.
That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah, Carter was there.
I don't know what
I'm
talking about.
No, they gave us fucking placemats that you could draw on. And you drew a picture of me shooting blanks.
I'd save that.
I think you did save it.
And obviously not. I have no idea where it went. I don't know what you're talking
probably
about.
Probably trash at one point, but yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Carter, on his first car, it died all the time.
The Oldsmobile?
Yeah, the Oldsmobile. And we pushed it home, like, 3 blocks.
That was one time, yeah.
Yeah, it died while I was driving once, too, though. It ran out of gas because the fucking gas gauge sucked.
Yeah, you had to gas when the gas was truly gone.
And the headliner was falling in on you all the time.
Yeah, the previous owner had a deer hit the side of it. And then after a while, the door wouldn't work, so you had to, roll the window down and then, grab
unlock
it.
Fucking, it was Max's girlfriend.
Oh! Yeah, she sold it to me.
Yeah. Lovely person.
But no, we were pushing it home one time, and Carter, while we were pushing it, took his ice scraper and wrecked Darrell Thirst for Cock in the ice.
I don't remember that.
All the way to the paint.
Oh, I do remember.
Yeah. So your fucking car said Darrell Thirst for Cock for it. It probably still says it.
wherever it is.
Yeah, probably in Spalding's.
Yeah, I've never been more insulted when I drove that car and I came back and the next day someone broke into it and stole all my CDs, but they only stole some of them. They left some of them in there.
At least they stole some of your CDs. They didn't even
I'd rather them steal all of them, because then it's like, oh, we don't want this one. They judge my taste.
Yeah, they give us like crappy music.
While robbing me.
They went through Dad's CDs and left them all on the floor.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And the thugs can be so picky nowadays.
My whole CD book got stolen.
Mine did, too.
Yeah.
Mine got like three times. It was ridiculous.
My shit was broken into 2 weeks ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's why I like keep burning CDs in my car now.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't bought a CD since my CD book.
Yeah, I got CDs everywhere. I got a Spotify account, Bones.
Oh, sorry, MySpace person. That's fine.
Get with the times. I'm going to write a bulletin on MySpace about this.
I guess I'm going to be fucking not on my friends list.
My MySpace group.
Oh, boy. We like to talk about how Carl liked to do his funeral, so that was
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was enlightening.
Well, we got yours in there, too.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, yours is quick boring.
Up. Yeah, fuck off. But, yeah, and then a lot of racism.
Just a few. Just a little bit.
Your mom would be ashamed of you.
Shout out to Tupac. I'm not forgotten. I'm okay. I don't know that many black people. Forrest Whitaker, if you're dead, Forrest, my 40 out for you.
In his lazy eye?
One of our friends actually did die this week.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Who?
Chris.
Big Chris?
Yeah, Big Chris died.
Topher?
No.
Oh.
That's White Chris.
Get it. I was like, what the fuck?
Chris Bryant.
Don't remember?
Don't.
I'll show you a picture.
Yeah, you probably made fun of me, so.
Fetty Wap, get well soon. I saw you in a bike wreck yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Fetty Wap?
That's not a real word.
Fetty Wap. Made trap queen. He's in a bike wreck. He only has one eye.
Oh, yeah, you're the Trap King now, right?
Yeah.
With all your fucking wrestling belts?
Yeah. Trap King's got to stick together.
It's a great intro.
Game on,
yeah. Did I get it right that time?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
You did.
Bravo.
We love you, buddy.
It switches go both ways, so.
And it's already going one way, so you need to switch it.
It might go in deeper, though.
I was thinking about, like, getting rid of what I already recorded because I wasn't that interested, but I know Chris is going to listen to this.
Yeah.
And that it's going to make, it could go in deeper, it's going to drive him fucking nuts.
That should be the name.
Well, where you use Lefter, so.
Yeah, he's getting over Lefter, though.
It took him a couple years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was a word, though.
Lefter?
Yeah. There's left.
There's left.
And then there's lefter.
There's more, yeah, there's lefter.
Yeah.
I don't...
So, like, behind you?
Yeah.
Like,
point.
So it's going to be all the stuff
in
behind
between
you.
Left, is on your left, and then it's in between there and behind.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's like that the southwest.
Sense. Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
It'd be like about
730. It's like 135 degrees.
Yeah, it's not quite there.
Yeah.
So why did you call 135 degrees? Or like,
because that's a tongue twister.
Yeah. So lefter is not like
lefter.
Black people don't know math.
You buy it.
And ounces.
Oh, Chris, wish you were here. Lefter.
No, okay. Chris is afraid of Carter. He won't say anything.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of Carter.
Yeah, he's so gentle looking.
He's right here.
Yeah, man. But the thing is he can go fucking guar on my ass, and there goes my apple.
I've seen him at guar.
See? Yeah, I wouldn't trust that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucking jumped on my back and pulled me down to the ground.
I want to try to get one of those body suits, you know, like the Green Man.
Oh, yeah?
The white, but in white.
The white one?
I'm
thinking
about Amazon.
They're not expensive. They're like $20.
Yeah, like $18.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy one.
You should, man.
Get painter outfits, though.
Yeah, a lot of people fucking do that.
Karate geese.
I can get surgery gowns.
Yeah, let's get those.
done.
Take five.
I can probably get you a lot more than that.
Yeah,
but well, this would be like, yeah, with a bunch of us, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is. I think last year, not last year, but 2 years ago.
Though. Oh, yeah, last year, a bunch of us went. Me.
Yeah.
None of the rest of you. No. Carter had a legit fucking reason.
Yeah, to move. My girlfriend was mad.
No.
That sucks.
And you were fucking blowing chunks the entire time.
I wasn't blowing chunks at your stomach things, at food poisoning. I was like, I'm going to go. I'll just sit on the steps.
They don't let you sit on the steps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's a fire hazard in case, like, fucking white...
Like, there would be a fire at Guar.
Yeah, they shoot water
at Guar. Yeah, come on, there's so much liquid going around.
Anyway, like, how you start a fire on that?
There you go, point. I've probably almost broken my leg a couple times at Guar.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, my wrist.
What do you think the new show's going to be about, though?
I don't know. Last year, they did, like, their funeral march for Brocky.
Yeah.
You guys should have fucking seen it. It was great.
You were I was there in spirit.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
No, you were fucking trying to get laid. And he was there in spirit then.
Yeah.
He could have been there physically.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
I think it's off in time and then...
No, you were off.
No,
right
I was
in
off,
time.
Like, right before they came on.
No, yeah. You weren't. You were yeah. off, like, 2 hours before they... No. You were going to be there on time.
No, I should have been there, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
You should mm-hmm. I can't deny it. I'm not going to argue water with this, so I can't. I messed up.
You failed.
I learned from my mistake. Yeah. My one only mistake in life.
Let that one yeah, fucking slide. Yeah. I defended you last week, by the way. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be able to hear it, so.
Why?
Didn't you mess
yeah,
up?
The computer crashed, but it saved it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It saved. Oh,
I did. I said something about your mom. It was
probably all right, though.
No, no.
That's recording, right?
It is.
I don't have to feel bad. Fuck yeah.
No, so what happened was...
God damn it.
I said something like, yeah, Justin does nice things. He's like, Justin does... Or, no, Justin doesn't have feelings. I was like, I've seen him cry. You haven't seen him cry. I was like, when his mom died?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said a your mom joke like 2 days later, and I felt awful. Not your real
the
mom.
Pre like, social media days.
It was like 2007.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, it was still at the old spaghetti factory.
So MySpace days when you had to open the bulletin.
Mm-hmm. And then people started putting ads in there, and you're like, "This is bullshit."
Yeah.
Have you checked MySpace lately?
Justin, we have this conversation all the fucking time.
I remember this conversation
yeah.
every time. Then.
All the fucking time we go, have you checked your MySpace lately? It's like a time portal. There was that one day where we just kept sending each other pictures from MySpace.
Oh,
yeah.
They erased all the pictures.
Uh-uh.
No, you can still get in
you
there.
You can get into your pictures. Really? Yeah,
I thought they erased like all the blogs and all the groups.
Maybe the groups.
Maybe the groups. Your pages are still up. I shut mine down.
Yeah, mine's still up. It still exists out there. But,
oh,
yeah.
No. Mine's still up in its full glory and shit.
I went to look for, like, pictures or something, like, all the weed in.
Yeah, check that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
We kept going through, and we were just sending each other pictures of shit in the past. Most of Chris's MySpace is just him without a shirt.
Yeah, him doing, like, crazy poses. I remember that.
Without a shirt with a snake on his shoulders and shit.
I remember that, yeah. I was taking a lot of selfies.
He was kind of...
They were hot.
Yeah.
Or you get people...
Before Kim Kardashian, you went, oh, selfies.
He started it, really.
Yeah, he started doing it, man.
And he has the kid with the Chris, kind of with the Kardashian thing.
Keeping up with Chris.
You spent like 2 hours trying to convince me to get the goddamn new phone.
Which new phone?
The iPhone 6S. All the fucking time is all he talks about.
Wait, Chris does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, didn't he just get a new fucking phone?
He got a new phone last
year?
Yeah,
you guys got phones when Tusk came out.
Yeah, the iPhone 6.
Because you got them that day, yeah.
Almost exactly a year ago.
Track of dates.
Yeah. No, I just remember.
Movie? This year.
Because we went to the movie, and they had the fucking phone. Yeah, I played
it. Yeah, I played
it. It didn't do fucking well. You
I don't know why, it's a great movie.
Yeah, I watched it.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Wasn't Human Centipede for you?
No, I need to see the third one.
Why is there a
big fan of the first two?
that second one was fucked up.
That was
dude.
Sick.
That
yeah.
Oh my god.
That was
brilliant. Marty?
Yeah,
one?
Marty, the retarded guy.
That was awful.
He stapled everyone's buttholes to the guy's mouth. and then they shit everywhere.
Oh, that's not sound good.
Thank God it was in black and white, because fuck.
And that baby, like, he shot that baby out under the gas pedal and stomped its head in.
Fucking, it was just...
That it sounds more brutal than, like, Hobo with a Shotgun.
It was. No, it was, yeah. Oh, the Citizen Kane of our generation. I've seen those movies quite a few times.
Sure. He was going to be our Citizen Kane movie.
That one movie that's supposed to be the most gruesome movie. Panamanian movie, or...
Oh, Serbian film.
Serbian film, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I watched that one. That one's pretty gross.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had nightmares.
Is it? Did you see it?
No.
Oh.
Well, what was the like nasty thing that you saw in that thing?
It's just like, oh, well, it's the final scene.
No, yeah, look up the Serbian film. It's fucking nuts.
I don't want to see it. I just want to hear Carter talk
final
about it.
Okay, because the synopsis of the movie is it's a Serbian porn star.
All right.
And he's known because he can finish whenever he wants.
Okay.
And he's retired, but
the requirement to be a male porn star.
Yeah, but his family is running poor, and so this guy's like, oh, you know, we'll
one last film to
get
in.
Yeah, we'll do a show of money to do this film.
And he's trying to get out, and they keep pulling me back
in. And they lock him inside the school.
Okay.
And they need to, like, do stuff like watch this, like, child get murdered, and then he's like, oh, I don't want to do that. And then he's...
Wait, get the child murdered and then get off?
Yeah, he's gonna, like, jerk off to it and stuff.
Okay, all right.
And then,
understandable.
Yeah, it's been a while since I watched it. But then, and then they're like, oh, you don't know what kind of thing we do here. And then they're like, let's show you our last piece. And it's this guy, this chick gave birth to a baby, and this guy, like, cuts its umbilical cord and fucks the baby. And it's called newborn porn.
What the fuck?
A lot of things are allowed. And then... That aren't.
The ending
shit, man.
So New Mexico.
The ending is that he tries to escape, so they inject him with this like hyper Viagra that makes him like way like horny.
Yeah.
And then they like unleash him into this room.
That has
a giant fucking hard on.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. It's not a great plot.
You just watch it for the acting though.
They have these two people strapped down with sheets over their heads.
Okay.
And he starts, like, fucking when they're like, oh, fuck this one. And then this other guy with, like, a mask on fucks the other one. And then, like, he's like, oh, what the fuck, who's this? And, like, the guy while he's
like
fucking
those
him rips the mask off.
With the fucking,
gorilla
guy?
Yeah, he rips the mask off, and it's his brother. Because his brother had a big thing for his wife. He's like, oh, no, not this. And he rips the mask off the person, his brother's fucking him with his wife.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, oh, no. And he rips the one off that he's fucking and it's his son.
That's...
Yeah.
So he basically just fucked his son.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
And then, so, like, you know...
He fucked his son while the other guy fucked... He watched...
Yeah. And so
he got off to... Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it's a pretty... That's
a fucked up
It's supposed to have, like, a political message in it about the Syrian politics. Like, being a fight, it's like, you can't do that here.
Wow.
And then the ending, the guy basically, like... lays his wife behind him, like, on a bed, and then lays his child in front of him, and then puts a shotgun in his child's mouth, and he killed, after he killed, like, the head porn guy, and then shoots it so it goes through all their heads.
Oh, my God.
And then the new porn guy comes in with another porn star,
and
he unzips his pants,
right?
And he's like, start with the kid, and then he goes to the credits.
What?
Yeah.
This is a... Yeah, how did they ever get fucking greenlit? It's beyond
it's
fucking
in Serbia.
There's
different laws out there.
Oh, I've only ever heard of this fucking movie. I've never watched it.
Yeah, it's,
but
it's
I think for we were talking about the Green Inferno upstairs. A bunch of the guys that worked on that worked on the Serbian film, and they would tell like Eli Roth like fucked up stories from working on that movie because it was a fucked up movie to work on too.
Yeah, I bet.
Aside from just being a weird fucking movie.
Is that Green Inferno out yet? Or is that, like,
two days. It was a Friday. This last Friday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I think Andy and Camille fucking went.
Because they have $5 Tuesdays.
So how'd you feel after that fucking film, man? Like, did you feel dirty? Did you feel horny?
Yeah, I watched it during, like, the snowstorm in 2010.
So, like, that's kind of even worse. You're like, fucking old, you know.
Yeah. I was like, this will be funny. And then after, I'm like, that wasn't that funny.
This is no
human. It's not a human centipede. Yeah. The first human centipede was pretty funny.
It was, actually.
There was a lot of weird humor in it. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I've got it up here somewhere. I've still never watched it.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I think Richard bought it when he lived here, and he just left it here.
Just left it?
Yeah.
Where should you leave that? I guess it's on Netflix now, so you don't need it.
Yeah.
Physical copy. Yeah, there's the first two on there.
Oh, wow.
And the third one just came out.
Yeah, well, like, third straight one just to came out.
Didn't they do, like, a whole, like, wasn't a thousand?
Yeah, it was all guys in prison.
Fuck. Yeah, they ran a fucking train.
Yeah.
And they did, what, the 33 in the second one? Or 30 or something?
They did 3 in the first one, yeah. 12 in the second one, and I think it's, like, 36.
Jesus.
It's like up and by three every
time. So much mouth to asshole.
Yeah. And then, like, the taglines are funny because, like, the first one's, like, 100% medically accurate. Which I don't know if anyone ever, like, checked that out.
Yeah,
and then the second one was 100% medically inaccurate.
The ones are facts right, though.
Yeah, and the third one's 100% politically incorrect. That's Tom Six. He knows what he's doing. Marketing genius.
And
apparently so.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It seems like they're just going to keep doing this, like, Sharknado, where, like, well, it worked once, so let's keep making those.
Sharknado 3 looks really good, though. I want to see it.
Are you fucking... I couldn't get half past
the first one. I've never seen the first one.
Watch the second one. That's where it peaks. I never saw the first one, but I did see the second one.
Oh, my God.
I want to see La Volantula.
Yeah,
I do want to see
all these stupid movies that I'm probably not going to like, but I'm in love with the fucking premise of it.
You just need to hang out with my dad.
Yeah.
Because he's got, like, a wall of these horrible movies.
You buy, like, the bundles, like the 10 horror movies?
Yes. And he will, if he could, he would sit at home all day just watching these horrible...
Well, he's close to retirement, right? He can fucking do it soon.
Wow.
Fucking smooth.
Happening, please.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been recording for a while.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I thought there was like a go or something.
No.
That's
cool.
Yeah, that's the best part is I just fucking started and then people 20 minutes in.
Usually it's me that asks questions because I forget all the time. So.
Or Andy will tell something and then he gets really upset that I already started. And he told something he didn't want to be fucking hurt.
Told him story or something.
Yeah.
Why is he so angry all the time?
I don't know.
God. I mean, it's kind of like Carter with his deal with Batman that we talk about all the time.
What, you don't like Batman?
I just don't understand it.
What's all right?
I don't get it. Like,
we'll make you understand.
Yeah.
No, and I told these guys that, like, you were just like, why you guys talk about Batman all the time? And they're like, Carter hates Batman. We gotta fucking talk about it all the time.
Make sense. I don't know. I don't get it. All the, like, villains kind of seem like pussies, kind of, like, besides Joker.
Yeah.
Like,
Mr. Freeze.
How? Oh, Chris brought it up not too long ago. Like, Batman's story, as far as, like, the origin story for a bunch of superheroes, it's pretty tame. He's a billionaire whose parents died.
Yeah.
Everybody's fucking parents
died. Like, his parents died. Yeah. Only leave him with several billion dollars.
God, you're gonna cry.
Yeah.
So, we're aware of that. It's still fun to watch,
like,
Batman.
Yeah, I don't really know much about Batman besides Batman and Robin, which was a great movie.
It was.
Probably the best of the Batman movies.
They had nipples on their suits in that.
Yeah, and a fucking ton of Dutch tilts.
Yeah, but...
And over-the-top Mr. Freeze, who got Billy over Batman, yeah.
But, like, that had the right... format, because that one put all the villains in the center stage. Because, like, who goes to Batman movies to be like, oh, let's see who's doing Batman.
The villains get more screen time than every one of those movies, Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get, like,
but, like, in the casting, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But why name it Batman?
No, Jim Carrey was...
And, like, yeah, George Clooney and...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Pamela.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, Uma Thurman.
The Robin guy. I don't know his name.
Oh, Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Chris O'Donnell still make movies.
He's actually on CSI, like, Miami and
shit. Oh, yeah, okay.
But
yeah, That one had it right, and then the one-liners are perfect in that movie.
Everybody!
Yeah, let's put this on ice.
Yeah.
Everyone chill.
Yeah, fucking stupid.
Take two, call me in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Ice to meet you.
It's literally one-liner after
I remember you and I saw that in the theaters with Mom.
Yeah.
When we were like six.
From the Fox. And then like Doug Benson even had like a thing where he made like a bunch of like one-liners for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mr. Freeze had one where he made one where he's like, you want to become a stalactite? I think you stalactmite.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's one of the best.
You guys ever listen to Doug Benson's podcast?
No, I haven't.
It's fucking great. Called Doug Loves Movies.
Doug, who is he from? Like, is he known?
He's a comedian.
He's in Super High Me.
Yeah.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Cool. He was on Friends for 10 seconds.
Yeah, he did a second one of that, too.
He was on Blade Runner as well. Yeah, he did The Greatest Story Ever Rolled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I saw that on there.
That's how I fucking learned about the volcano that you were talking about last week, because he did 30 days in a row.
Fuck.
Smoking. That was Super High Me.
Yeah.
He smoked for 30 days in a row, and he did that volcano every day because he didn't want to fuck up his lungs with the smoke.
Well, yeah, because that vaporizer, it takes all the shit out.
Yeah,
and just pure
stuff.
Yeah. That stuff is whooped my ass quick.
Did it?
Oh.
Have you ever done the volcano, Justin?
No, I just smoked pot.
Yeah. Out of Walgreens receipts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was one time.
Walgreens receipts?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting ready to play football.
I didn't have any goddamn
papers. So we smoked out of Walgreens receipt.
Don't you use, like, Bible papers and stuff?
I didn't have any on me this time. I did that off a book, so...
You made it all the way to Revelation?
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Never planned on this event.
Can't go talk to the Gideons and shit?
No.
They give them to you for free.
They?
Yeah, they still hand them out in front of 7-Eleven every day outside North Central.
And they feel like they're going to touch me in the inappropriate places, too.
Why don't you just go to the library and rent it out? I don't think they'll notice. I don't go to the libraries anymore, anyway. So.
Yeah, that's an ancient
technology. Libraries are a resurgence, Carter.
Are they?
Yeah.
For what?
Reading, Justin!
Yeah!
Who reads
anyway? Exactly! We have audio stuff.
Yeah, you have audible.com.
Yeah, we spell you as in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how great our society
is. You know.
We go to the library every fucking Saturday.
I don't even have the attention span for it, but...
You rent movies?
I can't even sit through a YouTube clip.
You still rent movies?
Yeah, you can still get movies at the library.
Probably VHS, though.
No, that DVD. We get Tom's movies and shit for the kids.
Why don't you just get, like Redbox and stuff?
Yeah.
Because the library's free. And they don't have stupid Thomas movies at Redbox.
Why don't you just torrent them?
Because
it's like, do you go to Blockbuster afterwards? Like,
yeah. Blockbuster anymore?
Blockbuster.
That's my point.
Fucking Texas, the last Blockbuster.
Yeah, so I can't fucking read anymore.
That's like going to Video Outlet or fucking
Video Only still stored, and they sell TVs.
Yeah,
that's where we got our TV.
Well, Premiere Video then. My bad.
Premiere?
What, that one downtown?
Oh, yeah.
Pizza Hut fucking took over?
Do they still have a Premiere Video?
No.
They actually still have a rental store in Seattle, I found out today.
Yeah, because it's Seattle.
And, like, yeah, this, like, hipster guy I'm friends with on Facebook, like, was pissed that they closed it for the Seahawks game. Like, how am I going to watch movies now?
Stream it, dude. Yeah. Like, it costs the same to get it off Amazon. And that's why fucking Blockbuster's out of business, dude.
Last time I went to the Tri-Cities, they still had a Blockbuster.
Yeah?
Like, and it was closed.
How long ago?
It was, like, 3 years ago.
North closed not that same time.
Yeah, it's still popular.
The one up by my work closed about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They saw, like, people, like, looking in the windows to see if it's open and stuff.
There's still all sorts of, like, Hollywood Videos around town that still look like fucking Hollywood Video because they did that weird architectural decision.
Yeah, it's one of those things like Pizza Hut or something where you can tell it used to be.
Yeah, or if Best Buy ever leaves, you're like, that was a fucking Best Buy.
Yeah. Or Party City, we'll never forget that architecture.
That fucking, that weird looking roof that's caving in on itself.
Yeah. Like half pipe for a roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're never going to sell that building if you run out of business.
Well,
I don't know. It's pretty solid.
You only get like half the storage if it is up there.
I don't think anyone will stop buying streamers or like...
No.
Over the hill napkins anymore anytime soon.
Halloween, they probably make pretty good money back. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, but they got spirit and crap like that now.
Talking about holidays, Walmart has Christmas trees up.
Yeah, Target has lights up.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I want to protest.
I went to Green Bluff yesterday, and they had Christmas shit out. And like, I thought that was okay, but fucking Walmart having
Christmas trees. But you're skipping like other holidays in between them.
Small businesses like doesn't bother me.
Kwanzaa, the important one.
Columbus Day, right around the corner.
Veterans Day.
That's right.
No,
it's Columbus Day.
Did you get that off? Veterans Day.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you work for the school district.
Yeah.
You practically work for a bank.
Basically.
Yeah.
Is there any veterans that work there?
Tons of them.
He works the maintenance building.
Half the custodian staff is like, I'm here to clean.
I guess they deserve it.
They're all old and veteran-y like.
The old job I had, they took like MLK Day off, and there was like no black people that worked there.
I was delivering packages in Bonner's Ferry. I went to the courthouse.
Martin Luther King Day off?
Yeah, no, it wasn't called Martin Luther King Day. They're like, the courthouse will be closed on these hours during the Civil Rights Holiday. They didn't even take the whole fucking day off. They just called it a Civil Rights Holiday.
During those guys.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw a black person in Bonner's Ferry.
That's funny.
A couple Middle Eastern people, but no black people in Bonner's Ferry. A lot of Mennonites, too.
I could say that.
Yeah. Like one guy
with theory.
Seven wives on the fucking gas station.
Yeah.
And the tow truck that pulled me out.
That'd be pretty legit, though. Yeah. Have seven wives and just have one for every day for the week. I mean.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to put together a lot of bunk beds.
Whoever gets that top one is going to be fucking...
And they just rotate into your bed once a week or something?
No, they just keep lying down for a week so you don't actually get confused on who you're sleeping with that day is on the bottom bunk. So you just rotate them down.
You're next.
Yeah.
You're rotating Sunday.
Their mattress rolls up like they're in the military.
And they're color-coded, too.
Come here, Pinky.
That's why we're going to hell.
There's many reasons for it's worth it.
Well, we'll all go to hell and we'll entertain ourselves down there.
Yeah.
It'll be good. We've all got to do it at the same time.
I'm going to outlive all of you guys.
We're going to rule the world. Never mind. We're good.
Yeah, we're
I'm
good.
Not going to get mad at you
But
anymore.
Did you ever figure out your funeral? What do you want? Yeah, because you never actually...
Oh, I never did I? Maybe from like... Fucking 15 episodes
I keep meaning to bring this up, and I'm like,
Now you fucking remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Tavis still wants to know about your porta potty incident, just so you know, Justin.
I'll tell you my funeral thing, and I'll want to hear about the funeral.
Do we all tell our funerals?
Do you have a plan of, like, when you want your funeral to be, or?
After this. Fucking flaming jokes. they're not as misogynist as Justin is.
I am very much.
He works there.
I happen to, yes.
You're wearing a work shirt.
I'm sponsored by them right now. I'm wearing clothes by them.
Right on his evil heart.
Yeah. Just like we have, like, you know, 22 beers on tap and daily specials from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday.
And that's happy hour.
No, specials, like...
You only get the... Well, it's called happy hour.
Yeah, I'm glad you
Not daily here. Specials.
No, we have
daily specials.
Specials
are all fucking day.
See, that's why we have you as a director.
No,
maybe.
Just fucking...
Come on, Silver.
Like an adult.
Come on,
you won't have that problem.
I am never an adult.
At least you mentioned it. But Flamin' Joe's is amazing.
Yeah.
Great food.
Yeah, we have 26 TVs. You can never miss any sports, any football, hockey, you know. We actually do have the NHL package now.
Yeah.
We're going to get that. Yeah. So,
and you still buy the baseball package, too?
Yeah. Yeah, we still have a baseball package. Sadly, we have NASCAR. And then we have, you know, tennis. Whenever
everybody has NASCAR. It shows up.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
That's going to be a good fight. You got to clear your throat, bud.
Yeah. How hard were you actually trying?
I pushed it in the side. There's a wave from the microphone.
Go to Flamin' Joe's.
Yeah. Flamin' Joe's.
Yum, yum.
Two lovely locations, out of the valley and up north, which I don't know about.
You don't know the Valley one either?
I don't know the Valley one. Okay. I know ours.
116-180 Sprague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Northside is 7052.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's 7052.
7015.
7052. Oh, fuck. Pull your fucking phone out, Carter Starker.
Oh, I didn't want to spit. Why don't Robert go first?
Well,
I probably just like yet. Shoot my body into a daycare or something.
Whoa!
So
you can't escalate that fucking quickly, dude. Shoot your body
in like a cannon into the front door.
Like, ta-da! And
they'll remember me.
Yeah, they're gonna
life remember you.
No fucking.
Is there gonna be confetti at the same time? I need to know.
No, what kind of confetti?
Trump has them. Yeah. Don't want to make it a festive. To a funeral.
Just black and white confetti.
Yeah. It's not about them, it's about Carter.
It's, it's all about him.
Well, it's his funeral.
No, yeah. Do you have a place you would do it at? Like, do you, like...
A daycare.
Well, no,
it's 7015, isn't it?
Fuck you, Jeff. Oh!
Well, no lies.
Yeah, you just kind of, like, slid that back.
No secret. With male lives.
Yeah, a daycare. That's
yeah. No, but what does he have specific ones that you want to do it at?
All of them.
All of them. You like, so you want to set yourself up to each like
no. Ashes. I'm gonna be humane about it. I'm gonna put ashes, not body parts.
Let the man talk into their eyes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know about that far.
Oh shit, man.
I don't know.
I can't top that. Seriously.
Why are you trying to top a funeral?
Yeah,
without a competition.
Or I can't go after that. I mean, that's just... I'm sorry.
You can say you want to be buried in the ground, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's why I took you that long. I didn't have to say it. Thanks.
Yeah. You got any music played during that process?
No.
Taps?
No.
Back maps?
No. Just buried in my Uncle Bob or something.
Okay. That's about it.
How are you going to pay for that?
Well, it's definitely not going to be fucking through daycare, but,
you got to own a daycare.
School district pays me well, yeah.
Yeah.
Hoity-toity.
What's your take home?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because it's on this. I can tell you after.
You don't want people coming after you?
Don't fuck with them either. What do they got some shit?
Like, I just had some kids. You know, my GoFundMe. Do people still do that? They just don't tell you what you make?
Yeah. All the time.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, I've been asked not to talk to my coworkers about
it. I tell everyone what I make.
We're not allowed to discuss that.
I make slightly more than what Chris makes in food stamps. just a smidge. Half of the kid, of course. Not by himself.
How much would that be? Let's just estimate here.
Ballpark it.
Yeah, ballpark it.
About $75.
Yeah, yeah. It really.
75 pesos.
And food stamps? Before or after taxes? Oh no.
That's too much math.
Black people make more food stamps, right? I just at least thought that was true.
But now you have food?
Yeah. That's why they all have diabetes. Am I right?
Oh my gosh. God damn it! You come with me, Chico.
Oh, Craig, wait too fucking much. Oh my. Can't.
Okay.
Chris actually makes a lot more than you.
Thanks?
Yeah.
But Joe's paying him pretty well.
We just paid.
He's been working there for a long time.
How long?
That's 6 years.
He and I started at the same time, so 2009.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was saying correctly. I guess they come a long way. They deserve that month. I don't know.
Oh my God!
You know, I'm gonna sign that position outside of Walmart to ban.
That is an outside Walmart petition.
I'm sure it was.
At one time, maybe.
Let's get rid of this unofficial history month.
I was like, those people are like, why isn't there a white history month?
It's every fucking
month. Why isn't there a straight pride? Like, yeah, dude, straight people don't get that much.
pretty much. Yeah. And honestly, or the why isn't there a straight people parade? And it's like, go for it, man.
Get it's every parade. I know. There's a place in North Dakota where there's no gays or blacks allowed, I found out.
In North Dakota?
Legal. Yeah, it's called Lay, North Dakota. Lay. It's like the Rodan of our generation.
Hmm. All right.
I don't know if black people just don't want to go there. Well,
that's probably more
likely. They have burning crosses on the entrance to town?
Yeah.
Okay. Lowercase t's.
Yeah, correct.
It's a little... It's a little loop.
Yeah. We're friendly.
No, you just don't want to fucking piss off the wrong people.
No.
Everyone else, though.
Yeah. We're really relying on you now, Carter. Oh. They feel funny.
Yeah, dude.
Do we have, like, a list of subjects that you talk about?
No. Pretty much whatever you want.
Yeah, the most ill-prepared people on the planet.
Okay.
So, okay, how much money did Jarrell pay you to become on this podcast? Because I know you told me that you wanted...
I said $10,000.
Okay. Now, was this in food stamps, or was this in...
I wish. Food stamps, you don't get taxes taken out. Has anyone here been on food stamps before?
No.
I don't know.
No.
You haven't, Justin?
No.
You guys never been on food stamps?
No. You look like you've been on food stamps.
Yeah. You don't look like you're starving.
I am a little, It's preparing for winter. Hibernating.
Yeah.
So if he didn't pay you, then how'd you... What was
agreed
like the
him.
Final... Yeah.
I fucking text him.
That usually takes
like the biggest dick about like the fucking podcasting thing, because he'd like, come down here and show it to me.
Because we keep talking about you for 20
weeks. Like a proud young child, yeah. Like, over his new train set from Christmas, and he kept talking to me about his truck, like, oh, we talked about this on the podcast, you should come by.
That,
and I'm like, oh, I gotta work on Sundays, I gotta work 16 hours. Like, oh, when you get off work, you definitely gotta do it.
That's not how this works.
And then,
no, it's not.
And then I'm like, oh, wait, I think I'll be getting off at 2 on Sundays. And he's like, oh, dude, you should totally come, let me know first thing when that happens. And I was like, hey, so, yeah. I get Sunday afternoons off. He's like, ooh, we're pretty busy. We're pretty booked.
So you're the fucking reason Carter has not been on this show?
No, this is
like
VIP guest list, you know, you can't just bump him in?
No, when we
start directing work,
I'll just start my own podcast.
Yeah, we have a star. I mean,
ban you from going.
Come on.
Because the way it was, we got the shit, and I said, oh, you can come by sometime. I work Sundays. All right. And then it didn't come up for a while, and then he told me he was going to be off early on Sundays, and he could come by sometime. And then he would hit me up on the off weeks.
I never hit you up for
you
this
hit me up like
stupid podcast ever.
Or we would just be talking, and you're like, you podcasting tomorrow? And I said, no, we're off this week.
Sounds like
it's
back.
When did I beg you to come on?
No, you're just like, oh, you should just come on.
Yeah, every now and then I'd be like, you want to come on?
And then I saw Justin Lance at some show, and they're like, oh, you should come on.
And yeah, you want to throw that shit on me.
It was septic flesh.
Yeah, get it right.
It all looks the
same.
Motherfucker, we played pool while they performed.
No, the opening bands performed. You guys just left.
No.
And then you guys like, we're going to go hit golf balls next Tuesday. You want to come? And you gave me your number, and then I never heard from you again.
Because you're supposed to call me.
I don't call anyone.
That's not how this works.
I haven't called anyone in, like, years. I just probably don't hang out with anyone.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I only see him at fucking family gatherings or if I hit him up.
Yeah, I don't like calling.
All right, I'm on the director's side again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Carter.
River. I don't want to be on a stupid podcast. I came for free food.
We give you a pesos anyway.
But Kathy said she was making it on Facebook. I was
okay.
Maybe I could skim some of that off.
And then I'll just fucking...
Yeah. I've always had that, like, poor white trash mentality, like, oh, food's going to be there?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like at my job, like I used to be so poor that like the client would have to make me food because she felt bad for me. I never had any lunch.
Isn't that why you showed up, was to make them food and stuff?
Yeah, but...
it's a burden, like, I ain't gonna make food today.
And then, like, they'd be like, oh, you need to throw this away, because it's, like, past how old we can have it. And I'm like, oh, okay, and I go to the garbage can and just eat it with my hands. I had no money.
Like, if you worked at McDonald's and, like, the filet of fish are old and you gotta go out back?
Yeah,
and
I don't like that they want the 24 hours now, because I heard that they would just dump their old food when it closed.
Yeah.
And so if you got there before the homeless people, you could just eat free McChicken. And I missed out on that.
We used to do that to Skagit. We'd get rid of all the old
noodles. Food,
all the old noodles, but they'd be covered in, like, bleach water and shit because we'd be...
Eat around it. Is only the top of it covered?
No, we'd dump it
in the garbage, and then just the whole night, you'd be...
Why would you pour bleach on it, though?
No, on purpose.
Does it stop the homeless from eating it?
No. One time we had a guy, like, sleeping in the dumpster, and the fucking garbage truck picked it up and threw him in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, and killed him, right?
No.
I remember that was a big story. Oh, that was in front of Dick's.
Yeah, I remember that. That was years ago, though.
When did you guys stop working at Old Spaghetti Factory?
Six, seven years ago?
2007? Yeah, that was around that time. Those members on the MySpace groups time.
You quit way earlier than that.
2007 is when I quit. Yeah, because that's when I got hired at DHL. Yeah.
You're wrong again, Justin.
No, I don't remember.
Justin's always wrong.
I'm not wrong. He just can't prove me right.
I'm not getting mad.
Closed down. I heard they, like, sold it.
They sold it?
Yeah, I haven't been there a lot.
You posted a link about it.
Oh, Justin posted links about it all the time when they sold the doors on Craigslist. He was posting the fucking links to the doors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wanted something ridiculous for those doors, too. Like,
oh, those big wooden ones?
Yeah, for like $1,200. Now I know more about doors. It was a pretty legit price, but... They, at the time, were like, those doors aren't worth the fucking wood they're printed on, or... You know,
with the printing.
Yeah, that's what I fucking said.
Yeah.
3D printing.
Yeah.
Layers.
Jarrell predicted it.
Layers.
Like a fucking onion.
Ogre.
Yeah.
Ogre door.
Is it true that you put fly heads in the meatballs and then serve them to people?
No, whole flies.
Allegedly. Whole flies. Yes.
No, Justin's like the fucking Karate Kid and he just catches flies out of the air all the time.
Oh,
and
Master Miyagi.
Yeah, and so one time he did, and then we're like, what are you going to do with it? And he fucking walked into the fridge, and by the time Chris and I made it into the fridge, you could see that he was pulling his finger out of a meatball.
Yeah, but it did to a few meatballs, so you don't know which one.
Oh my God.
That's not even the worst thing.
Is Old Spaghetti Factory a sponsor?
No.
No. No, but they're probably going to start a lawsuit eventually.
Well,
as soon as that guy in Saudi Arabia listens to this.
Or Romania. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what's the worst thing you've done at Spaghetti Factory?
Alleged
stuff?
Yeah, that's easy. Everything from waiting.
That's easy. That's Bush to eat. Second weekend for my first paycheck.
That's how they gave him his first paycheck.
Yeah, promotion. Yeah.
Quit kicking the fucking table, by the way.
I'm sorry. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, but all the mics are sitting on it, Carter. Don't make the noise.
Yes, here.
Yeah, so quit kicking the fucking table.
Now, the probably...
You've been calling that I'm the guest for fucking ever, dude.
Yeah. It still works.
Even when we lived in a lake
now. So. It's not like I ever lived here or anything. So.
No, you didn't live here.
No,
but you would pull that at
I
home.
I would pull that. I'm the guest. You know, do you know who I am? You'll never work in this town again.
Kurt, you barely work in this town.
You worked this morning. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I work full time now. Took me a while.
Podcast. Hand quotes, don't I?
Yeah.
Quote unquote work. You were just telling us you spent all 8 hours watching On Demand.
Yeah. Family.
Yeah, well, she sleeps all day, so Sundays.
Oh.
Well, she yells swear words at me all day, and the N-word.
But you're not black, so it's fine.
She hates black people.
You guys have something in common, then. Yeah.
That's how we get along so well. I started using that word, and I'm like, I like your, like the cut of your jib. We're getting along just fine here.
I think if Chris had
she was Dukes of Hazzard.
Obviously.
Yeah, I know.
When Atticus had one of his surgeries, we watched Dukes Hazzard for like 3 hours while they were working on him.
It's a good show, yeah. Yeah.
Down in the children's waiting room.
It was in a weird time, that show, because they just like replaced them with other cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Coy and Vance came back, and then they weren't even different from Bo and Luke.
I remember you and I used to watch Dukes Hazzard all the time.
Yeah, I used to watch Dukes Hazzard.
You had that diecast one.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that thing.
No?
I just threw it somewhere, I don't know. I unopened it so I can take a picture with it or something, I don't know. I opened that in my Chris Benoit doll, because I thought that was worthless. And I thought,
Oh, man.
I still have it. I saw the doll itself, but it's worth like $150.
For him?
Still in the package?
Yeah, still, yeah. NRFB, as they say.
Alright.
Never removed from box.
Okay. I got a couple Star Wars toys that have been removed from the box.
Are they worth anything though?
Yeah, probably not. They're from the 90s releases and shit, so they might be worth a little bit.
Yeah, you just wait three.
When Han shot first?
Huh? When Han still shot first before they re-edited them and shit.
We were talking earlier how like fans ruin things. I hate Star Wars based on Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Same person.
They go way too far with it. It's kind of like Lord of the Rings fans. Like, they made that elvish fucking language up.
No, J.R.R. Tolkien made the elvish language.
Yeah. And they went fucking apeshit
with it. But then they got obsessed with it.
That's why his fucking world was so popular, is because he made everything in it. I don't like Lord of the Rings, but I can respect it. Like,
yeah.
I hate Star Trek fans for the same fucking reason. Everybody hates Star Trek fans are
pretty bad.
Harry Potter fans, though, you don't really, like, see anyone, like, quoting from them, though.
Yeah.
Harry Potter fans? They're, like, all over the internet.
Yeah, on the internet, but you stay away from the internet, and you don't have to... I love Harry Potter, don't get me wrong, but in person,
I don't like Harry Potter, because I'm 27 years old.
And you know, cut wood all day.
That's right. Yeah. I'm ironic.
Yeah.
Fucking lumberjack.
I'm becoming so self-aware, hip, that I'm only going to speak in memes. Like, can I take your order? And I would just show them a picture of a meme.
You ate 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and they'll be like, what? And I'm like, what a plebe. What a plebe. Post this on Tumblr.
You even have a Tumblr?
No, I have MySpace. I still go on MySpace. That's how hip I am.
Bringing it back old school.
Ever since Justin Timberlake bought it, it's gotten big.
Justin Timberlake bought MySpace?
Yeah, he bought it like 2 years ago.
When he brought Sexy back, he can bring MySpace back.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going well for him and shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Music, you know, mostly.
Sexy's at an all-time high. MySpace, not so much.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, definitely.
He has a lot of investments. He doesn't even probably even notice.
Boxes full of dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wish, like, VH1's Where Are They Now is still around. I still wonder what Tom's up to.
Tom Green?
No, Tom. From MySpace.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's everybody's friend. Come on.
He's got that same fucking picture, too.
It's a good side. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, you don't know. It could be, like, burn on the other side.
Yeah. You never see
it's
that side.
It's tiny, slim, that, you know, just kind of died off, obviously.
Sloughed off and still there. Yeah.
I'm actually friends with this fetus.
On MySpace?
He was on my top 8.
Yeah.
Fetus Paul.
I was going to ask if he was on your top 8.
People would get mad, too, if they're not in your top 8. I remember that.
I know more than 8 people.
They upgraded to the top 40.
Yeah.
But then there's always that douchebag who filled the top 40 up with Vans.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like fucking
it's not a visual podcast, you know.
Yeah. Justin raised his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the listening.
Both of you.
Yeah. That one guy in was it Russia or something?
Romania.
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 Yeah.
Close enough.
That's his
Chris's favorite
his town movie. Crumbles around him from the economic collapse. You can listen to people mumble over each other about Batman.
Yeah. Better about himself.
Yeah.
Well, be, oh, this is our super racist one, so it'll probably go straight to the top in Romania.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, more Carter.
I'll start chanting your name.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I actually will be begging you to come back.
Yeah.
So we can just be
we're big in Romania. Carter, come back now, ass!
In the American South.
Yeah, I'll be like an owner writer in 9 to 5. Or I'll see a Romanian guy pull up next to me in a car, like, point at his radio. And,
Fuck yeah.
Haven't had a 9 to 5 reference in a long time.
No, it's a good movie.
Yeah, it was. Fucking Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah, Dolly Parton still got it.
Oh, hell yeah, she does.
20 years ago.
She got pipes.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's still alive.
Probably.
She is. Is she doing anything right now?
Huh?
She's just doing, you know, like, charity shit.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's probably got concerts.
Yeah.
Don't keep up with Dolly Parton there, doesn't it?
She'll probably be having like, the Northern Flesh at some point.
Yeah, just like Santana. Yeah. Just like they travel. And...
Yeah.
Probably Santana's one guy. Yeah. Not a they.
He has a band.
The Santanas.
Yeah.
Santana. Yeah.
Quest doesn't have a bad seat in it, man.
No, it doesn't.
You ever seen a show, Quest?
I don't think so.
Well, just went to Weird Al.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could go.
Yeah, I had extra tickets.
What did you tell me? First I'm hearing about this.
Well, because you don't call people, Quest.
Yeah, inform.
Facebook me.
There you go.
You want Carter to come, just Facebook.
How many of your friends do you think are still on MySpace? You're in the hipster crowd, so all of them.
Yeah, all my friends.
Yeah.
I still use Mellow.com.
I can't remember where I log in.
MellowDramatic.com?
Yeah.
We call it Mellow,
We call it Mellow.
Tabitha still uses her Mellow. You can ask her that.
Is that still around?
Yeah, it's still around.
Tabitha still uses hers.
I tried logging into mine like 6 months ago. I tried every password combination I could come up with.
Can't get into it.
Shit.
Wasn't that
so
important.
You still use it? Carter?
No. Well,
that's some funny shit if you did.
I still post it on it. It's like, yeah. It's like in a zombie apocalypse, where it's like, anyone out there, if you can hear this, my day was the worst.
Last man on earth, it was, you know.
Will Smith.
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Yeah, that guy had it down. I think that's like the one apocalyptic show I can relate to. So if I was the last man on earth, I wouldn't like work on a cure for zombies. I would just go to the White House and steal all the decorations.
I guess that's what he's doing in the new season.
That's what he did in the first one. He got the White House like carpet and stuff. And old fossils and it's decorated as like some rich houses in his old hometown.
Yeah,
I watched that show and it was like the end of the season. I kind of like lost interest in it.
Yeah, it was like the first five and it was okay.
Yeah, it was great though. I mean,
I liked the toilet pool and then the margarita pool.
Yeah, see, yeah.
And all his friends shaped as the fucking balls in the bar and shit.
I was watching. I was like, toilet pool, of course.
Yeah, where are you gonna go?
Yeah. Where else are you gonna shit? Who's in the fucking Phoenix in the middle of the desert? Shits in the pool next to his house.
Yeah.
Off a diving board.
I'd do that. Yeah.
I
don't know, it seems like a dangerous step after a while. You go out to that diving board and then
maybe you might
slip in once or twice.
Shit.
Then you die of being septic. Jacob, you're the doctor.
Yeah.
Sepsis.
That's it.
You were on the right track.
Yeah.
He's trying. He's got his Vikings jersey on. He's trying.
We won today.
So did we. Yeah. 26-0.
Yeah.
Didn't you lose like 40 though?
Two.
Yeah.
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 I don't know anything about football.
But you were on the right track though. I give you props for it.
We'll be forced.
You get the C for effort.
So C minus.
Who brought you the fucking teacher award?
To be fair, if I got a C minus, everyone in school was like, yeah.
Right.
I was one of those guys like, come on, D.
I want that D.
Yeah. I thought it.
I don't want dick, I want D.
I snap my heels together and freeze frame like the end of a TV show or something. Carter got kicked out of Catholic school. Or asked not to return.
No.
Asked not to return?
I got kicked out of math class in 8th grade because I had like the lowest grade by like a lot. Like a 1% or something.
Yeah, but when you were in Catholic school, it was,
no, I just don't want to go back.
6th grade. I thought they asked you not to come back.
No, I just don't want to go back. I want to go to SALT, back with all the cool kids.
You're trying to go to SAC with all your friends.
I don't have any friends in SAC. I don't know what you're talking about.
all your Catholic school friends went to fucking SAC.
No, they all went to, they stayed there.
No.
It goes all the way to high school in there.
I thought they only went up to 7th and 8th grade.
Well, then why would they go to SAC?
Because they didn't want to go to fucking Catolo anymore.
That doesn't make sense. You just stay there.
No.
Why would you go to a different middle school when there's a middle school already in there?
Because they don't want to go to Catholic school.
I don't think it's up to them. They're kids.
I don't know. Mom left it up to you.
No, we just went back. It was just a waste of money. Went to SALT.
Your education's a waste of money, Carter.
Obviously. I dropped out of school with like a 1.2. It was a waste of a lot of money. I mean... You don't really need a high school education, though, I found out. Like, you can really go without that.
Alright.
I've had three jobs where they required a high school diploma, and I just told them I had it, and they've never questioned it.
That's what Justin does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually going to community college right now. They've never asked me to show proof that I graduated anything.
You got your GED, didn't you?
Yeah, but, like, I still don't even, like, I've never even seen it. They gave him my old address that we long moved out of.
Oh, by the mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, who knows at this point if I even really had it. I took the test. I think I had it. I never called them. I was like, oh, that's pretty easy. Well, that's over. Time to get a job at West.
Like everybody else.
I didn't have a job at West.
I tried getting a job at West.
I never worked.
They wouldn't give me an application. You worked at West?
Nope.
No.
What was you guys' first jobs?
The old spaghetti factory.
Well, I'm not even smart ass.
Mine was Kmart.
Kmart?
Yeah, garden section.
I tried getting out of Kmart with you, and then I tried going to the dollar store with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dollar store. I had some fucking stores from there. Oh,
Did they fire you for, like, stealing?
Yeah, no, it was like, really funny.
No,
and the thing is, I didn't steal it, and it was, like, I bought some pistachios.
Pistachios.
Fuck off. And I threw away the receipt, and I just kept them there because I was the manager there, because, you know, it was really hard getting there as a manager at the dollar store.
Yeah, and the other manager's a cokehead.
It was, and then you had a giant coke-headed lesbian for a fucking CEO kind of thing.
Sexual orientation's not important, Robert. The 21st century, bro.
I'm bringing it back, bitch.
This is back in the time when that was.
The other time. Segregation. So was okay.
Back when it was called Smear the Queer.
Smear the homosexual.
And then... that next morning, I left them in there at the computer station, and the person found it, and they supposedly looked on the tapes that I didn't purchase it, and they didn't look, obviously, because I bought it, and they're like, oh, guess what, we don't tolerate stealery and all that, and I was like, okay, and then you're fired. I'm like, all right. I was actually pretty happy, because that was a shit-ass place to work for.
For the listeners, he used air quotes in that story.
Thank you, Carter. Yeah. Thank you.
What, fired or?
I don't know. Yeah, I think stealing.
Somewhere.
Stealery.
Stealery, yeah, which is not a word.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But I use it because I'm cool. Not really.
You can.
It's okay. So it was Old Spaghetti Factory and Dollar Store. And
no, Kmart.
Yeah. I worked at Lilac Plaza, the retirement home. That was my
first job there. That was my first job with Chris, too, when we were like 15.
Chris got a job at the Loud Closet?
Yeah, the old retirement home right over here.
Behind
Mike. Yeah.
No, I know where it's at.
Yeah. I used to go there and pick him up.
Yeah. Remember there for like 3 years?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Really? You worked there simultaneously with the movie theater, didn't you?
No,
after
that was the nursing home. The one that they lived across the street from.
Yeah.
Over on Nora. No, you're talking
about
the
one in Nora?
No.
Or are you talking about the one up north?
Up north, yeah.
Yeah.
Not North Central Care. Deerons. Regency at North Point. Yeah, right across from Deerons.
Because we worked actually under the table, like when we were 15.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to work in the state of Washington when you're 15.
Yeah, you can, with a work permit.
I thought you couldn't. I thought
well, you have to, like, get off at, like, 9 o'clock.
When I was 15, you could, with a work permit.
Yeah, I got hired.
But then, my first legit job I got a paycheck from was Salvation Army. So, I was a
Ring Bell?
Yep.
Yeah.
For one whole day.
They came with people?
No, I didn't dress up in a suit. I just ring the bell for the...
Justin would have been happy if they
I did the Iron Man theme song for like 7 hours straight. People got pissed.
Iron Man theme song?
Well, not theme song, but the music. The Iron
fucking
Man.
Fucking sad.
Oh, from Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the same fucking tone.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was super
I would,
fucking
That would
cold.
Fucking make me have a shotgun and blow your fucking
People, head. Like, literally threw change at me. Like, they hate...
They're like, stop!
They hate bells. I don't know why.
They hate assholes.
Ding, ding, ding,
but
ding,
I was in the Target out in the valley, and it was, like, maybe fucking, like, 40 degrees, and all I had was a windbreaker and a pair of shorts on.
You couldn't bring a fucking coat?
No, because they want you to wear
you
their jacket.
You
pulled
the Kevin Smith, man.
Or fucking never wear shit under it.
Well, it was my first day. I didn't think I was going to go fucking get my own place from my own location. I'm out there. Just
there's not much training involved.
Yeah, they
just
train you to fucking
out.
Careful, you might get hot rotted.
But like, I didn't apply for that position. I just applied for the work for them, and that's what they needed help with that day.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and then I quit that thing.
Okay, so what?
That's why
it was just one day.
I got a paycheck.
Yeah,
one.
They got to pay you for that one
and
day.
And then he worked
at DHL for like 3 days and got a fucking paycheck.
And then
3 weeks.
Yeah, and then he tried to kill me going down on driving.
I wasn't even in the same
you
fucking
my
state.
Chain.
No,
did.
I didn't.
Yeah, I know you did.
I was a pretty bad driver. That's
true. I was gone. I was out of state before you
they
even
were
woke up for a day.
Over, so. I don't know who did.
Not me. They didn't give me chains. They're like, you have snow tires, so you don't get chains. Like, it was one or the other. It wasn't both.
Then I worked at the arena, actually, for quite a bit.
Oh, was cleaning up after fucking concerts and
concerts,
shit?
Concerts, the monster truck and shit. That was fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you other people's, like, beer cups and shit?
Yeah. Yeah, I got paid, like, $14 or something.
Drinking the end of their fucking beers?
Like, that, like, way back, like, it was, like, 17.
You got $14 to work in the arena?
Yeah, I mean, we would clean banks and stuff, like, on, like, some nights that there wasn't any shows and stuff. We had, like, contracted out to banks.
I'm not even sure the arena pays their employees $14
well,
collectively
they were,
now.
Like, Russians. Like, I worked with, like, maybe, like, 3 people that spoke English out of, like, a 25-man crew.
That's the fun part about the transportation industry. Everybody I worked with was Russian.
Yeah. Like, they're nice people, but, like...
Don't look them in the eye, man.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do that.
I was probably, like, by young, the youngest probably by, like, 20 years, 20, 25, probably.
Now you're the oldest.
I am the oldest at work now, yeah.
You're oldest here, too.
Yeah.
3-0, bitch.
It happens.
Did anybody use the phrase dirty 30 on your birthday?
Fucking every damn time.
Did you punch them in the face?
I call it
every time like, we did shots or something, yeah.
That's an annoying fucking phrase.
Yeah.
30-30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys prefer douchebag
30?
No.
30 is the new
20. Yeah. That's just so you can be irresponsible when you're 30, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got pretty drunk. Not
yeah. You spent like 20 minutes trying to get a fucking heat lamp on that nobody wanted.
We were cold. I wanted to get a heat lamp on. My hand got stuck a little bit.
And then we kept telling you to eat your potato. You're like, give me the potato. I was there.
Someone took my steak.
No, you ate your steak. I watched you.
I didn't eat
it.
My steak.
Because it didn't come up that
potato.
Night?
No, I didn't throw up at all.
Oh.
No.
I ate my potato, though.
Chris looked steak. All stressed out.
Tiffany. Too. Tiffany had my steak. That's right.
Oh.
Tiffany Renfro?
Yeah. So that's a little...
You banging
up.
Her?
No.
Just flipping digits.
What was your first job?
It was at CCI, Communication Centers Incorporated. Now,
fine company.
American. No, it's really bad. it was like the weirdest thing. Like, I got a job there wearing JNCO cutoffs and a Pig Destroyer shirt with a stain on it.
I love the JNCO shorts now.
You're coming up on JNCOs, and he was wearing a Pig Destroyer shirt with a stain.
Yeah, that's normal. The JNCOs, like.
Yeah.
And that's like just, me wearing Bugle Boy now, so.
Yeah, it was the worst place to work. Cause people would show up high on ecstasy there and just, like, ask. You're the people that had to call and that do political surveys. And people, like, said the meanest things to you.
And, like, what time were you calling at people?
Well, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, it was in California over there. Time zone, Eastern.
This is
the California.
Same as
I'm not
a geographer,
I don't know. But
that's how
he
might have a
GED. You just had to, like, yeah.
Hasn't come in the mail yet.
I had to, like, ask him if they were voting for Mayor V. Ray Gosa. And then, like, I'd always get it wrong. People would hang up. It's V. Ray Gosa, Wern. Have your supervisor teach you how to pronounce it, and they'd hang up on me.
V. Ray Gosa is in, like, L.A., isn't
and then I was still going to high school, so I only could work weekends, and so I'd work, like, on all the holidays, like Mother's Day and stuff. I'm like, what kind of person would call on Mother's Day?
Like, but,
do you think I want to be here?
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, and then they fired me.
You got fired from there?
Yeah.
Yeah, this
and
is
people
a job.
From ecstasy, like, the department would be scheduling, be like, it's not that important, I'll just show up whenever I want.
Yeah, and then it's like being there. My supervisor was like a gangbanger. It was like super like polite, like in the office, and then like you walk outside, and he's like...
He'd turn his street on.
He just turned me out of stereotype, like he's eating like... You eat like fried chicken out of like a styrofoam container and be like, I saw that nigga out face safely and I just like went BAM! Knocked that bitch out!
What the
fuck? So it was radio, like.
He goes inside, tucks his polo.
And then he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, welcome to community center.
Make him over teardrop.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. He just covered it up.
Makeup.
Yeah, I don't know what it
is. Little foundation.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and then I got fired just because, like, I was just like, oh, I don't want to be here, so I'd skip questions, and then I found out there was, like, my supervisor was right behind me while I was, like, hitting the deck. Like, I just want to get out of here. And they took me off, so, like, you just get the fuck out of here. And I was playing every day anyway. They're like, you know, with your first paycheck, you can buy a watch at Walmart. And stuff. Like, that's not why I'm late.
I remember
I hate this place.
When we were in elementary school, the school set home a clock with Carter because he was late.
Yeah, in fifth grade. All the office people collectively came together with money and bought me an alarm clock. So I would show up at school on time.
It was like a $2 clock, and they had to collectively get it.
Did you guys walk together?
No, he was in middle school at the time. He just went to 7th grader.
Yeah, okay.
I was in 5th grade. Yeah, but it was only like a 5-minute walk.
You went to Audubon still, right?
Yeah, I went to Audubon.
Yeah, 3 like, blocks away from the house.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like
it. No, in high school, fuck, me and Ben walked all the way from, like, Moe's Tavern all the way over to Audubon. We had never
been.
He
likes sleep.
Yeah, I like sleep. Yeah.
That's not that far from where we used to walk. Well, I don't think you were in school when we moved.
Your original place.
Yeah, over on Cleveland and Maple there. Yeah.
We'd, like, pick up Charlie Humphreys or wait for Emerson and then walk.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
I used to walk with Sean sometimes.
You remember Larry Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to walk with him too.
Oh, dude. One of the guys at work knows Larry Moss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Larry Moss. He hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah, he hit me up too. He wants to hang out. I just never answered it. I don't ever want to talk
Even though your phone's sitting right there.
I know. But
that's his Facebook device.
First,
it's not his phone.
His first problem is he should have gone to MySpace.
That's right.
Yeah.
My friend Ryan knows Larry Moss too, and he told me like the last time he hung out with him is that they wanted to play a game with him where one guy has a bat and another puts a sheet over his head. And then you like you swing the bat, and then if you get hit by the bat, then you get the bat, and then the other guy puts a sheet on his head. And they turn the lights off on the basement and just do this.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What game is this shit?
He told me this was like, he's like, because his sister dated one of their brothers or something. And then their parents came in and they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, no shit.
And then, yeah. And
usually
I never turned after that.
I wouldn't either. Fuck that shit. Usually it's the other way around. The person with the sheet on gets the baseball bat and then starts.
It was something like that. He's playing the rules to me. I was like, I don't know, was that a game?
It sounds like a bird. Yeah. They're like, you know, plastic laying down the floor around.
I don't know. Those guys have like a brutal meth addiction, I know that.
Oh my god.
I think he's clean now.
Doesn't look like it. I don't know. I guess I'll take your word on it.
You take his toll.
Still has his hair black, so I don't know if that tells you.
He's going gray and he doesn't...
Going gray, like 26 or something.
Fuck, Adam lost his head. You know, his hair.
He lost his head?
Yeah, his hair.
I mean, that's a popular thing, losing your hair in your 20s, but his goes gray. Yeah, I lost mine. I have all these scabs on my head from shaving it. I tried to do it before I went to school, and I was like, ooh, I gotta wrap this up. Part of my ironic... I just look like a steel worker.
Yeah.
I got shrapnel in the skull at the oil refinery. It's all for looks. I really just don't do shit.
Yeah. I think that's the name of this podcast. Carney don't do shit.
Yeah.
Alright. I'll forget that next food week. Now we work for a living.
Yeah.
Get paid in food stamps.
I wish, yeah. Tax free. You can sell those if you get paid enough.
What's the currency exchange rate on that then?
50 cents to the dollar. Glad you asked. If you are homeless, you claim that you're homeless, they give you $200 automatically. Uh-huh. And then you can sell that for $100.
So $100 worth of meth then.
Nice.
I don't know how much.
Nah, you go up to Trader Joe's and get $2 check.
They have to do that. I used to like buy food stamps from people, like give them $100 cash.
Why are you asking what the exchange rate is?
Because it's changed or not. I haven't been in years.
It's gone up or down.
Hasn't been following the food stamp stock market.
Yeah.
It's not something I keep up on, you know, my Wall Street Journal.
Sold his shares.
Kind of the Canadian dollar, yeah. Now they have it on cards now. They don't... the stamps anymore.
Because people fucking sold them.
That's how like poor people do it. They just they always try to find ways around the system.
I remember Kyle Parr like paid me back in food stamps once. I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do with food stamps? Give me the money I loaned you.
Yeah, I remember me and Larry Moss once stole a bunch of his food stamps candy. And then our mom found a pocket full of
pissed.
Food stamps. Like, why would you steal food stamps from my family? I was like, well, it's Albertsons is across the street. I get $1 a week in allowance. I can't afford all this candy without it.
Well, back when, like, nickel, you can get for a nickel.
You get the Bazooka Joe and shit.
You can still get that. Yeah, all the comics and stuff.
Yeah.
So you're kind of shenanigans Bazooka Joe's up to.
It's not as good as quality as Archie, but, yeah, Bazooka Joe's good.
Yeah. Who's he going to pick, Rock or Betty? I think that's the end. So we had no real. So you listen to the fucking podcast.
I haven't listened to it in a long time.
Yeah.
What? Do you remember what last episode you did?
The redneck one. One glance in it.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. Before I left. I missed that one 2 weeks.
We parted ways.
No, he went on vacation.
Oh yeah.
And then Tabitha was sick the next one.
Yeah, Jacob gets a good benefits package from us. The rest of you don't get paid.
Fair enough. I don't really do much anyway.
Yeah,
neither does Jacob.
No, I really don't do shit.
No, he's in school, so he needs it.
Oh.
So, I'm not gonna pitch a fucking fit about food.
Be disgruntled about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Car.
Carded.
Game on.
We'll do the intro here in a sec. I saw you fucking working.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
alone.
You're such a douche. This podcast is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's. Come at Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Call ahead for reservations. We do trivia. It's super fantastic. A lot of fun. We have daily specials and what's something else that we got is awesome. 26 different flavors of wings and like 30 plus different types of beer. So that's pretty great. I mean, if you like beer and wings, I mean, who doesn't? That'd be weird if you didn't.
This isn't nearly as good as Justin's.
I'm not, no, I don't want to be as good as Justin's. I don't want to be any part of Justin's. I want mine and Justin's to not be anywhere near each other. I don't want the taint of Justin near anything I do.
I do it so you know that
this has been the longest ad, everyone. The longest ad. Because of Justin.
I'm okay with it.
That's why.
There's also Buzz Time.
Oh, we have Buzz Time Trivia. Yeah. That's always fun. Come in, you're bored, lunch break, play some Buzz Time Trivia.
It's getting warm. The patios are going to be open soon.
No, patio is open.
Patio
and we have redesigned the patio. It looks really nice. Got new chairs. Whole new kind of layout of Flamin' Joe's. New tables. Come in and check it all out.
So you can get a suntan and a beer all in one day.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
That makes me not hate Justin anymore. It's actually
quite right? That doesn't sound like a good way to end the night, except, you know, he would be there.
Try the Widowmaker challenge?
Yeah. Yeah, try it. Come in, try the challenge. It's 12 of our hottest wings. You have 4 minutes to eat them, and then you have to sit for 4 minutes in sadness and pain and despair. It's like hanging out with Justin.
It's really not that hot.
And
it's okay.
Justin
see,
did it
see.
Once. I'll put the video on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you guys will be able to watch Justin do the challenge, so you can be like, oh, if he can do it, we can do it. Come in, if you win and do the challenge, you get a t-shirt or a pint glass. It's one or the other or both. I don't know which anymore.
Yeah, on the wall of flame.
But yeah, we have the Valley location, and the address for that is?
11618 East Sprague.
And the division location is?
You fucking work there.
I was doing it because you guys did it in the last ad.
You
made it funny.
I don't know
the address of it.
You know he doesn't know the address.
I don't know that. That's what?
It's 7015. North Division.
That's because I just
said it. Yeah, because you just said it.
No, it's because I check the mail.
He does the mail. He's the one who grabs the mail for it.
He grabs...
Because when the mailman comes during the day and stuff, we have to grab it from the front.
Yeah.
Flamin' Joe's, great hot wings.
Great
eat
time.
Em. Boom.
Woo!
Explosion.